Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Megatrends, Seeing Clearly in the Age of Disruption by Marion Saltzman. Read for you by Vivian Laney. For the people over five decades who convinced me the world could be my oyster, it has been just that and so much more. Preface. You can think of this book as a time traveler's guide. It will take you back 20 years to the turn of the millennium, unpacking the pivotal events in the period of disruption that followed before transporting you forward to two decades after the Great Reset of the present day. With this time span supplying our observational bookends, I will explore how world affairs, technological innovation, social movements, and a pandemic have combined to create trends that are shifting our identities, shaping our collective future, and recasting our past. Are you keen to understand how the recent past will influence the trends that shape tomorrow? Are you an entrepreneur or a leader looking for an edge by anticipating and responding early to cultural shifts that offer promise or peril? Are you prepared to tackle cold, hard truths today rather than pretending looming catastrophes will magically disappear? If so, this book is for you. My aim is to help you understand the forces that have led to a world facing widespread dissatisfaction and even the threat of systemic collapse, and crucially to offer insights into how we might turn things around before it is too late. For reasons I will explain in the introduction, the endpoint of my forecasts is 2038, a timeframe that allows me to make evidence-based predictions without venturing into the murky territory of science fiction. I refer throughout to cultural trends, business trends, and consumer trends, using them as illustrations and markers to guide you into a global future that will be characterized by unprecedented change and even chaos. These sightings draw on my experiences as a longtime trend spotter, a professional communicator and observer of people, and someone who lives simultaneously on two continents, in three hometowns, and nowhere at all. Often the word trend carries a superficial connotation, as when it is applied to shifting appetites in entertainment, fashion, and vocabulary. This book will dip into those realms, but they are not its focus. Any serious effort to forecast the future today must necessarily grapple with the weightier issues of climate change, technology use, and polarization, aspects of life that trickle down into every facet of our culture. Forewarned, forearmed, to be prepared is half the victory. Cervantes had it right. People often ask what it is like to have worked in and around trends for almost four decades. I am reminded that it has been a journey marked by a series of robust immersions and unexpected, sometimes unwelcome, detours. I learned about globalism and deregulation during the Big Bang, a moment of sudden financial deregulation in the 1980s. I hitchhiked the scantily populated information superhighway in the early 1990s and launched the first market research company in cyberspace. I lived and worked in the Netherlands when European unification was the next big thing and the Polder model, championing consensus decision-making, was coming to the fore. I moved back to New York full-time in 1998, but kept a base and a team in the Netherlands for a few more years, never completely breaking ties with Holland, and watched the Twin Towers collapse 2 miles from my loft in September 2001. When the planes hit, the first person I called after my parents was my executive assistant in Amsterdam. She still recalls my fear and anxiety. My consumer research into metrosexuality hit a nerve and unleashed a global media explosion. Many years later, I helped promote the launch of Venture for America, whose founder, Andrew Yang, through his unlikely presidential campaign, introduced much of the United States and even some non-Americans to the concept of a universal basic income. A friend once described me as Forrest Gump Light. In truth, many people have found themselves similarly caught in multiple threads of history in the making. The difference for me is that these threads are not left unexamined. My job as a trends analyst is to untangle and rearrange these strands into a roadmap that will help us move forward in a reasoned way. One caveat before you dig in, It is my style to make nonlinear leaps as I lay out possible and probable scenarios and contemplate what has led up to them and how they might develop. Zigs and zags through peaks and valleys reflect the increasingly complex nature of these times. While I always keep a close eye on the United States, a country that has given rise to countless cultural movements in the past 50 years, the predictions contained herein are global in nature. Much of the beauty of trend spotting lies in soaking in the views along the way. But even with some colorful diversions, I promise that I ultimately will deliver you to a destination worth pondering and a potential future worth fighting for. Introduction. Spotting trends. Before we journey 2 decades into the past, I want to spend a few minutes illuminating the methods, history, and implications of my somewhat unusual vocation. Trend spotting is not about setting trends or influencing cultural movements. As the name would suggest, it is about recognizing and understanding emerging shifts, predicting what will happen next, and then using that foresight to inform actions and gain an advantage, whether personal or professional. For those expecting a sexier explanation, I am sorry to say the practice has nothing to do with divination or mysticism. I don't use tarot cards. I don't drink botanical potions to induce visions. I don't have a special connection to a higher power. As for magic, the sleight of my hand is slight indeed. And yet, I do know a few things about the future. I look ahead by observing and processing incidents and patterns that may reveal trends, much as sailors study charts and look for signs from the sea and sky. I start by peering into the past to perceive how it has flowed into the present, blending the roles of cultural historian and futurist. The goal is to learn from what is past to guide us into the best possible version of the future. You may be thinking, what's so unique about this? Isn't everyone's thinking about the present and the future informed by the past? Unfortunately, no. Too many people measure the present against an idealized vision of the past. Some look to a time when straight white males carried unquestioned authority, when immigrants and minorities knew their place, and a woman's work was in her husband's home. Others envision a past marked by a closeness to the land and the rhythms of nature, a time of personal responsibility and moral rectitude, a past that never truly was, at least not in the way they imagine it. Just because lives were once less technologically turbocharged and slower does not necessarily mean they were simpler, more fulfilling, more equitable, or happier. It is easy to view the good old days through rose-colored glasses, overlooking the frustrations of those times. To get a clear view, the trend spotter must shed these biases before interrogating the past or looking ahead to the future. Only by mining the past with precision can we draw insights untainted by rose or any other color. People who are serious about understanding trends know we live in a complicated, interconnected world. Trends analysts are uncertain and often uneasy about what is to come. We are not expecting to catch glimpses of robots that will cook us gourmet meals or cash that will drop into our laps from the money trees on Venus, but we would welcome an edge in our financial and career decision-making. We want tools and clues and insights, a peek into possible and probable scenarios that might influence our lives and that we in turn may begin to influence now. If we can correctly discern the forces shaping the future, we can begin to alter their trajectory. Bottom line, most people want the answer to one question: what's in it for me? That's not as blatantly selfish a query as it may first appear. Sure, it can speak to a personal or business advantage, such as creating precisely the right startup to surf the wave of an emerging trend, making a savvy business decision that anticipates a significant consumer shift ahead of one's competitors, as Emily Weiss did when she leveraged the appeal of beauty blogs into global beauty brand Glossier, or as Beyond Meat founder Ethan Brown did when he anticipated a growing market for plant-based foods. Beyond that, though, having an advanced glimpse of the future has societal implications. In a world marked by chaos and challenges that threaten to overwhelm, being prepared for change, emotionally and practically, is a critical advantage. When looking deeply into the past, it is
sample complete. Ready to continue?